Give your pet the best medical care possible, which pays up to 90% of your vet bill. Get your free quote now at drjoypets.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I would love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind. Somebody is a little bit slower than we are because we had mentioned, last week that it was only, what did we figure out? It's 20 Fridays or something till Christmas. And somebody did today on the air, when I was getting ready to go on the air, somebody was saying it's only 120 days, so it's 4 months from yesterday. But I think ours was cooler. You know, we were there before they were, so there, ha ha ha. All right, so I have a quick story to tell you about sharing. Just because I've decided the world falls into two categories, right? People who make lists and people who don't. No, that's a joke. And I have two stories to tell you about it. One was a bunch of years ago, I went out for dinner with a guy, and basically, I'm one of those people that not only will I convince my dinner companion to give me bites, but I'll convince perfect strangers. I've actually done that of, wow, that really looks good. And people have said, oh, yeah, you want to try it? Yeah, I do. So admittedly, it's probably my least adorable characteristic, but nevertheless. Okay. So this guy, well, I went out for dinner with him, and he let me, you know, I said, oh, can I try that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. And about 3 months later, or maybe it was longer than that, because we really turned out to not be very compatible in terms of a romantic attachment. We kept in touch with one another. And so I sort of went to get something off his plate, and he stabbed me with his fork. And I said, what are you doing? He said, I don't share. And I said, well, you did before. And he said, that's when I was going to try and nail you. What a male point of view. I'm making Manny responsible for all men. In fact, I was talking yesterday about the fact on the subway when it's really hot and it's really crowded that guys not only do not give you their seat, which I actually can understand. I mean, if we're going to be equal, we should be equal. But they said, so they take up two spaces. And I actually took a kind of clandestine photo. I'll send it to you and we'll put it up on the website. Of just the seat across from me is a random time. And you can see there are about five men and two or three women. All the women, we're all sitting with our knees absolutely touching. Our left knee is touching our right knee. And all the guys are spread. Right? So I met Manny has a lot to answer for, and Trevor, as a co-representative of the male species, you have a lot to answer for as well. I think Manny just played the closing music early yesterday, so he didn't have to answer for it. But so I'll send you the picture, right? Because I took a picture yesterday. All right. So here's my other story about sharing, which doesn't actually nail men at all. All right. Here's the deal. So I had breakfast this morning with two wonderful women from Habitat for Humanity, which I think is a great organization. And as you know, that's Jimmy Carter's deal. And so we talked a little bit about Jimmy, and one of the women has worked in this cabinet and knows him very well. And so we all ordered for breakfast. I'm going to give a speech for them in next month, and they want me to do some work on a board. And so I've supported them for a long time. They're a great organization. I've actually hammered and drywalled with them. So I'm much better at raising money than I am at putting up sheetrock. But, you know, I'll do anything. So we all ordered, and I said, look, the Eggs Benedict at this place are probably the best that you'll ever have. So one of the women ordered Eggs Benedict. One just said, you know, I just want bacon and eggs, and I had oatmeal. So at the end, the food comes, and of course the Eggs Benedict have truffles on them, and which is, they are really wonderful. And so so I said, one of the women is just, she's purring over her food. She said, this is the best. And I said, yeah, you should actually convince, I said to the other woman, you should actually convince her to give you a bite. And she said, I'm going to. And all of a sudden we look up and her plate is completely bare, right? She's eaten every last drop. And So we decided that the word Benedict had, we were going to now call her Benedict from now on. She's going to have to live with that. And so the other woman was saying, well, gee, that's a real, you know, that I said I was not a very good administrator, and the other woman said she wasn't very good at physics, and we decided that Miss Benedict was not very good at sharing. And I said, no, you know, the other way of looking at that is that she knows what she wants, and, you know, if she was sharing, she'd feel resentful. So, you know, knowing what you want, knowing who you are is perfectly okay. So are you a, so Trev, are you a sharer?
Reluctant, I imagine.
Yeah, you're a guy.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay, fine, you know.
Yeah, if you have to.
Yeah, if I have to, if I must.
Yeah. Well, and see, I'll share everything with everybody. Now, I admit that sometimes, not always, but sometimes when I say, would you like a bite, what I'm really hoping is that there will be some reciprocity involved. Not always. I know that would be a little manipulative. Right, but so it's not always, but sometimes, and I must tell you that if somebody says yes, I'd like a bite, and they don't offer me something, I don't say, well, I mean, you know, where's the reciprocity here? I just sort of accept that I've been had. So maybe we should put up, are you, under what circumstances will you share, and under what circumstances will you not share? But you have to be, folks, you have to give me details. You can't just say, when I like it, I won't share. You can't do that. All right? You folks, we just have to put up, be specific at the top of the Facebook page. But I will send you the pictures of the guys, because it was just so funny. I just looked over and I thought, see, this actually proves what I said. All righty, AIM 55. You know, it's always a little iffy to take sort of clandestine pictures with your cell phone on the subways. You just don't know how people are going to respond to that. And there was one guy who was making everybody very nervous. I think he was probably autistic at the time, because he was talking very loudly. And he didn't have his headphones on, so he wasn't singing, he wasn't really talking to anybody. And you could see people just kind of being uncomfortable, and I kept thinking, you know, it's okay. He's not going to harm anybody. He's just in his own little world. So, which doesn't mean that everybody who's autistic does that. Don't send me emails. All right, today is kind of one of those weird days in history. All right, it's Make Your Own Luck Day, and I'm a great believer in that. The people who are the luckiest always seem to be the hardest working. Have you ever noticed that coincidence? Uh-huh. It's also National Dog Day, which I guess is appropriate because they talk about the dog days of August. I don't think that's what they meant, but it's also National Toilet Paper Day, which I don't know exactly how to deal with that. And it's also National Women's Equality Day. And the reason it's National Women's Equality Day is this was the day that the 19th Amendment took effect, which gave women the right to vote. Right? I know the country's never been the same since. Please don't whine at me. A long time after other countries had done it. All right, it turns out the first written documentation of toilet paper goes back to 6th century China. But Joseph Gaetti is widely credited with having introduced modern toilet paper in the U.S. in 1857. It's called medicated paper, was the first commercially available paper, and was sold in flat sheets. It's evolved a lot over the last 150-plus years, appearing in various plies, colors, textures, scents, and patterns. We all consider it a necessity. There's something, believe it or not, called the Toilet Paper Encyclopedia. I don't even want to know that. 49% of people chose toilet paper as their number one necessity of stranded on a desert island ahead of food. And 69% agree that the toilet paper is 20th century convenience most taken for granted. It gets its own holiday, which is observed this very day. It marked a new world record for the largest toilet roll manufactured by Charmin. The roll contains over 1 million square feet of paper and measures more than 9 feet in diameter. So there. For any of you who have ever been camping, you know of what I speak. 855-993-7569. Glenn, I'm probably going to get a chance to say hi. And then we're going to take a break, but I'll give you as much time as you need. So, hi.
Hi.
All right, there you go. There's the music. I'll tell you what. Tell me what we're going to be talking about, and then we'll talk about it. All right?
I wanted to challenge the idea of putting fungus on your eggs, for starters, but then I wanted to do something about apocalypses.
All right, we'll look at both both fungi and eggs and apocalypse. Oh, what a return. Can you hardly wait? Me neither. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minipan Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minipan Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinipanStove.com. That's MinipanStove.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Like can hardly wait to see how we're going to get from fungi on eggs, because people do mushroom omelets all the time, I would point out, to the apocalypse. But Glenn, take it away.
I promise to be pertinent and pull it all together quickly.
I can hardly wait. So, you don't even have to be clear.
Well, we should explain that truffles are a type of subterranean fungus, and putting them on eggs Benedict is, I cringed a bit. Not really that fond of hollandaise sauce either, but anyway.
Oh, well, don't knock it till you've tried it.
I know, I've tried it. It's okay. I'm just as good with bacon and eggs, though. But anyway, and about Manny, and we male Y chromosome types and stuff, and sharing and stuff like that. I was just going to point out that all complaints or allegations are all ultimately complaints of selfishness at some level. You know, and it's this whole selfishness.
Saying that you guys, good point, good point. Well, and you know what? When you say it that way, I'll just tell you a quick story. When I was married and putting husband through grade school and had no money and whatever, and he came home one day and he said he was going to a going away luncheon, or he had been to a going away luncheon for somebody. And nasty little me said, well, gee, you know, what was your share? And he said it was $30 or something. And $30 at the time was a huge amount of money. And I, in my own whiny little way, said, you know, I brown bag it every day so I can put you through school. And I remember hearing myself and thinking, you're an idiot, Joy, that he is not doing anything wrong, number one. And number two, if you want to have a good lunch, then buy yourself a good lunch. But my whole kind of statement was, I do things for both of us, and if it's lavish and it's not for both of us, I don't do it. And I was wrong, but I think I'm much more indicative of that discrepancy between guys will take care of themselves, and that's not a bad thing. As women, we sort of say, okay, I'm going to take care of you, but the subcategory, the subtext woo-woo is, okay, if I take care of you, you have to take care of me. In the same way that I admitted, even before this conversation, that when I say, gee, do you want a bite? What I'm sort of anticipating and hoping is that you'll say, do you want a bite of my stuff? That you'll reciprocate. And that's the wrong way to do it. First of all, if I want a bite of what you have, I should probably ask for it. And if, you know, I should share if I want to, not because I feel that it's kind of in my DNA that I have to share, because I don't think men feel the same urgency. And I think you're more right than wrong. There's probably a middle ground between guys doing what they want to do, including playing golf or watching football on the weekends, and women sort of, well, if you love me, you'd want to share routine, because I think it's true of both of us.
Well, I don't see them as mutually exclusive. Like, I would suggest that one possible way around that is to compartmentalize within a budget a certain amount of utterly discretionary mad money, which either person, and this could be done with time as well, where you just like, okay, this is mine, and I can do whatever I want with it without being accused of selfishness.
Absolutely agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. But I'm just saying that that's sort of how I suggest that people look at money when they're get married or live together, whatever. Absolutely agree with you. But I'm just saying that our basic kind of DNA socialized thing is that you're exactly right. That selfish, and I don't think selfish is necessarily a bad term. It's gotten a bad PR. But I think men tend to be more selfish than women. And I think they're more right than wrong, because you very seldom hear men say, well, if you love me, you do this. Or, you know, I do all this stuff for you. How come you don't do anything for me? Now, you do it occasionally. We know where you do it. But the point being that I think that if you can ask for what you want without being whiny or manipulative, we're probably all going to be in a better place. So I don't disagree with you.
Right,
okay,
right.
So
well,
I know.
Maybe
I want to see.
That,
all right.
That's
go ahead.
Right. The apocalypse. You want apocalypse, right?
Yeah, I definitely want to see how this is going to relate to the apocalypse.
Well, yeah, this doesn't directly relate. These are just commenting on things, topics you had broached at the top of the show.
Yeah, I was waiting to hear that transition. But go ahead.
No, okay. And the reason I called is, I had spoken to you one time a few weeks ago. I was listening to a previous program, and then the nerds come on, and I had called the other week about a woman who was flying to Spokane and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I mentioned that I was going to, I was a news junkie apocalyptic and I was going to go listening to something apocalyptic. And I was curious, I was wondering what, since you're usually dealing with things at the personal level and people's relationships and that sort of thing, but, I'd be interested in hearing you put on your social psychologist hat and hear your response to the notion that there are a lot of people who actually do have an apocalyptic bent and spend time on boards, looking for imminent gloom and doom and stuff. And that, I have what I call my snow day theory of apocalypse.
Okay.
When there's a huge snowstorm, you may get snowed in, but like kids get the benefit of not having to go to school, or you might not even have to go to work. And there's a sense in which this huge debilitating event frees you from your personal mundane treacherous daily responsibilities.
Okay.
And I am concerned that there's actually some people who, there are a lot of people out there who are kind of bummed out, weary, stressed, taking, SSRIs and stuff like that, who might just think that an apocalypse just might come in handy.
It's an interesting perception. Yeah, I really don't disagree with you. I can give you an example. From a friend of mine who I had dinner with on a Friday night, and he called me on a Monday morning and said, "I have 6 months to live. I've just been diagnosed with a kidney. It had to be kidney, livers. You can't really do anything about with kidney cancer, renal cancer." And what he did during that 6 months. He had surgery, he had all sorts of things, and died 6 months to the day, in spite of all the heroic things that he tried to do. But he spent a lot of money. He bought his mother a house, he bought himself a Porsche, with the idea being, now his was a real apocalypse as opposed to an imagined one, but it was still the same thing of, if there's nothing left to lose, I know people, and I've said, and I've done the show a couple times, remember the guy who a couple years ago said that the world was going to end because of the Mayan calendar? And so I said to people, if you know that you only have a month to live, if in fact we're all going to die, what would you do differently? And it was really interesting. The most common thing was that people would stop dieting. They would eat anything they wanted. Some people would travel. But you're exactly right that notion of, okay, if nothing makes any difference anyway, can be freeing. It can be freeing in a positive way and the reason I did it is to give people the chance of what they wanted in their lives, but it also can be destructive in that he was working under the assumption that once you die, all of your debts go away, and that's not true anymore. It turns out that they changed the law a couple of years ago, and your heirs can inherit your debts. So let me keep you on hold and make sure that we've done everything that you wanted to talk about, because you did get us sort of from, I guess, if there was an apocalypse, nobody would share. I would, maybe. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/...
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're talking with Glenn, who is not a fan of truffles, but is a smart dude and is thinking about the world at large. I just wanted to give you a bit more time since I didn't want to hog your time.
Well, just the idea I wanted to convey was I agree that the world is very tumultuous and cacophonous and plays with a lot of problems, but, like, I personally have a lot of things that I, in my daily life, that I want to keep doing. And, yeah. You know, apocalypse would have a tendency to throw a real monkey wrench into that. I think it ruined my whole day. So I think it's better if the people not want apocalypse, you know, to occur, even if it would free them from some of the mundane and stressful and boring things of their mortal coils, but, you know.
I think if most, well, and that was kind of the point of my saying, okay, if the end comes, what are you going to do differently? Because if you start doing those things differently, and they are not either illegal, immoral, or just plain stupid, then presumably you're improving your life. It's, the reason it's interesting, believe it or not, that your discussion of apocalypse actually came up at breakfast with the truffles. So I actually, well, I must say with all due respect, your transition was a little iffy, that you actually picked up.
I never promised to do that perfectly.
All right. Well, listen, I'm about to help you out, baby cakes. Here's the deal. During this breakfast with the sharing and the truffles, one of the women confided in me that she had gone through the loss of a partner and her father within 2 weeks. And one of the other women said, you know, how did you deal with that? And I said two things. She said, well, I think it somehow I found, you know, it changed me. And I said, no, I don't think it changed you. I think it just allowed you to be in touch with things that you felt before. That I'm one of those people who think if crummy things are going to happen, and similarly they are going to happen to all of us, you're better to have them condensed for a whole bunch of reasons. First of all, it spoils less of your life, number one. Number two, they're probably going to learn a lot more from the condensation of a whole bunch of stuff. And number three, I think that happiness, and so the other woman said, well, do you think, and I said to her, I think you were probably strong before that, and this just gave you an opportunity, which I think is one of the other advantages of condensation. Not only is it efficient, but it gives us much more of a sense of accomplishment. You know, if you run up a set of stairs, that's one thing. If you run up the stairs to the Philadelphia Library, that's another thing. And so having a bunch of stuff happen, instead of thinking, woe is me, what you can do is say, wow, look what I was able to accomplish. And so the other woman said, well, how do you think, do you think people are born with that kind of resilience? And I said, well, maybe a little bit, but I truly think that happiness is a choice, that you can really choose to say, oh my gosh, you know, I've had all this death, and I, you know, how am I going to go on? Or you can say, do you know what, these things happen. And I did have the advantage of being able to say goodbye to both, that I knew it ahead of time. It was not sudden. It was not much fun. But, you know, that I derived some strength from it. None of us are getting out of alive. So believe it or not, Glenn, I just made your transition from truffles to tragedy. So I just thought I would help you out there.
And there's certainly something to be said for therapeutic grieving, and different people have different grieving styles. Some be more private, some, you know, like a confidant, you know.
Yeah, well, I think it's, the style is not, and what I said was that one of my little sort of theories is that you embrace the sorrow so you can let it go. But you have to embrace it, and the advantage about, I told them an example, I had... A couple of weeks ago, I just had one of those days that you think the entire universe is punishing you for some unbeknown sin. And it was, and I knew, you know, in my logical mind, I know, oh, come on. But that isn't what my gut felt. My gut felt, oh. So I had a phone call that I had to make to a friend, which was a very difficult phone call of saying, look, have you thought about this? And I knew it was not going to be popular, but part of my deal of friendship, part of my the definition and self-definition is you do the tough stuff, that you'd want your friends to do it for you, you do it for them. So, and I thought, look, today has been such a horrible day, I might as well just get the phone call taken care of. And I did. And so I'm a great fan of, if you have a whole bunch of awful things that need to be done, or a whole bunch of awful things that have happened, condense them. Get through them, and feel the strength that you did from getting through them, and then you go on with your life. So, and maybe these folks are thinking about the apocalypse, or not only thinking it as freeing them, which I don't disagree with, but maybe they're also sort of feeling like they can measure themselves against disaster and come out the other side. And that, I think there is, you know, the bring it on theory of life, that, you know, that I did it. And we were also talking about Katrina, which is the 10-year anniversary, I think, this week. And we're talking about World Trade Center and all those kinds of things, where if you can survive
unforeseen tragedies, that you come out on the other side with truly, is, I think, a sense of strength and purpose and accomplishment. So I did get you from troubles to tragedy. Pardon?
Nietzsche would be proud.
Well, thank you. That's
Nietzsche. Yeah.
Yes. German philosophers are certainly, you know, I look to listen, if you can impress a German philosopher, you can impress anybody.
Glenn. Yeah, there's I got to go. I did want to leave with one this parting compliment. I appreciate the way that you, in a very non-hyped manner, help people isolate the various variables of what they're going through and address them methodically, one by one, in a very thoughtful and well-rounded fashion. So I just,
well, thank you, sir.
A refreshing change of pace for me. Thank
well.
You.
Welcome aboard, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it. And I get to wear both sociologist and a psychologist hats at the same time. So, and not to mention my chef toque. Glenn, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Casper, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Great to talk to you, Dr. Joy.
Thank you, Casper. How am I going to help you?
Call. I guess I'll begin. We have a friend, and she's 40.
Okay.
And her husband is 50. And she, in the past year, started to have a crush on one of our other common friends who is 30, and he's gay, and she knows that. And at first we thought she was kidding, and, you know, it was serious, but over time we found out that she was very much, I guess, in love, and then every time we talked with this person, she would start crying. And I guess we're at a point that we don't know what to tell her.
All right, back me up a little bit. All right, so there's a group of people
right.
who know the 40-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, and one of the guys is gay. And how has this woman expressed her infatuation with him? What has she said or done?
We have hung out together, and we went dancing together, and, you know, they were hanging out friendly, and
yeah.
and that was it. I think the gay guy was just, you know, dancing friendly with her and
sure.
very caring. And then she just started to fall in love.
Well, how do we know that? What has she said or done that make you assume, make that part of what's going on?
She has said comments like, you know, every time I think about him, you know, I start crying and I can't get over him, and I know he can't like me back, but she is still going for it, and it's been going on for like the whole year. And
all right. So is the problem? Let me ask you. Let me say, is all right. Everybody continues to hang out.
No.
Yeah, that's got to be uncomfortable for him.
Yeah, the gay one kind of unfriended her on Facebook.
Ooh. Well, that's not real subtle. All right. Has the husband been involved in the group at all or not?
No.
All right, well, that's one of the possibilities, is to include him in the group so she's not, she can't separate out those two parts of her life. Let me ask you a question here. Is it more that it's troublesome for example, you or other people in the group who are being treated as a confidant, or is it more uncomfortable? Well, you've already sort of answered the question that it's uncomfortable for the one guy.
Right.
So is are you her major confidant here? Has she come to you about it?
No, I'm just one of the few friends that she has brought. She's told us about it.
Okay. What have you said back to her?
I don't think something helpful. I just told her, you know, he's gay. You know, it's not possible. You're married. I know you're not happy in your marriage right now because you guys work different shifts. And I know that, you know, she had a very strict life when she was growing up, so she didn't really date a lot of people before she
okay.
got married.
Okay.
But I don't think the guy...
Well, I think you're on the right track. It probably makes more sense. I mean, you could certainly never call me, but I do think you're on the right track. What I would say is, listen, has it occurred to you that falling in love with somebody who's completely unobtainable is really safe? And that's, you know, that's going to probably sort of set her back a little bit, and she's going to say, what do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Unless she's already figured it out, which she very well may. All right, let's sort of stop at that point, and I'll be right back to you, of safety and fantasy and what point they have in her life and how you might help her to be able to acknowledge that and so be a really sort of good influence in her life. Let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
855-9-
Is your dog or cat part of the family? Would you do just about anything to keep them healthy and happy? Of course you're nodding your head yes. Then you should consider pet health insurance. Let me tell you about Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one consumer-rated pet insurance in the U.S. They'll reimburse you for up to 90% of your vet bill if your furry family member gets sick or hurt. And you'll be surprised how affordable pet insurance can be and how much money it'll save you if something goes wrong. You can get a free quote in less than a minute at drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com. Healthy Paws is a fan favorite for a reason. They're a team of passionate pet parents working to take the stress out of caring for a sick pet. You know, I grew up with dogs, Rita and Penny, and I currently have Wyatt, my grand puppy, that I would do anything to protect. The best part is I don't have to make a choice between giving them the best medical care and depleting my bank account. To get your free pet insurance quote now, go to drjoypets.com. That's drjoypets.com, drjoypets.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Casper, who has, the particulars are a little unusual, but it's certainly not completely out of the realms of possibility that somebody in the group gets a crush on somebody else in the group and makes it really uncomfortable, especially that person's married, which is the case here. Casper's got an additional complication in that the person that the woman has decided to have a crush on is gay. And so, and I think Casper really, your instincts are all right of going to her and saying, look, work on your marriage. This is something else. I would add a little bit, as I said, that has it occurred to you? Because when we lecture to people, they turn off in the same way your mom did, the same way you can hear people sometimes when I'm talking to them, you can hear them just shut down. So asking a question is usually a much better technique than making a statement. So I might say to her, have you thought about the fact that you pick somebody who essentially is unavailable? He's unavailable because of his age, he's unavailable because of his sexual orientation, and he's unavailable because you're married, which means that you can be free to, in the same way that Glenn was talking about the apocalypse, that's kind of what she's created. She's created this fantasy that allows her to indulge without really much consequence, except he defriended her. And is that such a word? And she's making everybody else uncomfortable. But she's also getting a vast amount of attention, which is what we call in psychology secondary gain. So saying to her, has it occurred to you that you've chosen this guy not accidentally, that there's a huge fantasy component, he's completely unavailable, and you're getting a huge amount of attention about it. So as your friend, what I would suggest is that you look at the fantasy and see what it is that you want that you're not getting. Because a gay man, 10 years your junior, who has no interest in the kind of relationship you're talking about, defines fantasy. I mean, you know, this is not something. And if he somehow decided that he was interested in you, you would probably faint and run away. So he's a safe fantasy. And fantasies has some value. I listened to this woman on the air, and she says fantasies can give us a huge insight in the discrepancy between what we have and what we want. So I don't think you really want Jared. You may want somebody who pays attention to you, who is funny. But you're a married woman, so you need to decide, is there enough in this marriage for me to work on it and make it closer to what will make me happy? Or do I need to not be married, and then I can pursue perhaps not Jared, because he has clearly no interest and you're making him uncomfortable and you're going to lose him as a friend, but is there something that I, you know, would I prefer to be single and going and pursuing men that I think would pay more attention to me? But in the meantime, friend, I'm going to stop talking with you about this, because I don't want to reinforce negative behavior. That what I wanted to do, because I am your friend, is point out to you the value of fantasy. First of all, it's a fantasy. The second of all, the value of fantasy, the difficulty of fantasy, how important your marriage is, because that's where your investment is. But and third of all, that I'm, or fourth of all, I'm not going to talk with you about this anymore, because I feel like part of what you're really asking for is attention. I'm saying my husband doesn't pay much attention to me. You've now cut off somebody who could have potentially been a friend, and I don't want to cut you off as a friend. And the only way I know how to do that is to say, I'm not going to talk with you about this anymore. So call Brown if you want to. She can help you with it. Maybe somebody else is willing to talk with you about it. But I don't want to reinforce what I think is really a very negative thing in your life, because by dealing with the fantasy, you're not dealing with the reality. And reality, for better or for worse, is where we're going to have to make our stand, where we're going to have the goodies or the not goodies. So, number one, I think it's fantasy. Number two, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying I'm not going to play anymore. Number three, that it's distracting you from the real work, which is, do you want your marriage or not? So I'm not going to play anymore. But know that I care about you. Here's Brown's phone number. And then I would make a deal that says, if you even mention him, I'm going to walk away, or it's going to cost you $20, or however you want to do it. But I would point out that you are her friend, that it is a fantasy, that it's a convenient, if painful fantasy, and that she needs to look at that marriage, because that's the reality and what she wants or doesn't want. But in the meantime, you're not going to give her a huge amount of attention for indulging in this.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. I'll play this back for her.
Oh, I'm going to be on her hit list. But yeah, I mean, and look, she's not the first or the last woman who's done this. I mean, it's why people have crushes on movie stars. It's why people fall in love with their bosses or their obstetricians or their lawyers, or why men have crushes on their secretaries. It's interesting that women pick men to fall in love with that have more power usually. Men pick women to fall in love with or to fantasize about who have less power. Again, I'm not necessarily making this a, you know, men as opposed to women, not opposed in a fighting way, but the differences between men and women, but I think there are some. But I'd just point out to her, fantasy, helpful, useful, marriage, not going to talk about anymore because the attention, I don't want to reinforce negative behavior.
Right. Okay. Wow, that sounds great. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Casper. And the real apology that she's going to owe, which she's probably not going to do, and it may be really difficult for your gay friend, is that he got, I don't think she intentionally used him. I don't think it was anything conscious, but that's what happened, and I'm sure that's what he felt at some point, and that any overtures of friendliness or kindness were going to be misinterpreted, and it put him in a very uncomfortable position. And, I mean, she put you in an uncomfortable position, but you seem like you're, of course, it's secondarily, because all she is complaining to you as opposed to stalking you, but
right.
Good for you for sort of saying, look, I don't want to defriend you. I want to be there for you. I know this is difficult, but think about it as opposed to just feel about it.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Casper. Thank you for your call, and thanks for being a good dude. I think, you know, we really do need friends in this life, even friends who tell us the truth when we don't want to hear it, or maybe especially friends who tell us the truth when we don't want to hear it.
Right. Okay. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thank you, Casper. Okay, well, we've gone to apocalypse to apocalyptic crushes, I guess. And you can see that, believe it or not, Trevor, you're going to applaud that transition, I'm sure. But there really is a segue between the two, because an apocalypse or an inappropriate love affair frees us, right? If it's fantasy, we don't have to play by the rules. But you know what? Unless the world ends, I've told the story before. The night before the Cuban Missile Crisis, I was trying to decide whether or not to study for my math test. And I figured, if the world ends, I don't want to be studying for math. And then I thought, if the world doesn't end, I'm going to wish it had if I don't study. So I studied. The world didn't end. I passed my math test. I know, practical. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.